Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. 6 minutes after 8 as we jump in. This is where you get to be a part of the program. As a matter of fact, as we throw open the phone lines, 715-845-2155. Give us a call. Talk to us about anything you want to talk about. You have the helm. There are a couple things I would like to discuss. One is the Council of Wausau struck down a proposal to build a quick trip convenience store slash gas station yesterday in a vote 7-4. Now, this is the reason I bring this up is that I used this as an example a few days ago to discuss the fact that when there's something happening locally, statewide, even nationally, if there's something that moves you, that stirs you, do not listen to the negative naysayers that say, oh, you're just one voice. You're never going to amount to anything. You can't do anything about it. What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? You can do something about it. As this was being proposed, an individual that lives there decided he didn't want this to be built, and he had some legitimate concerns, property values, noise, light, etc., and so forth. So he talked to his neighbors and fellow residents and found out he wasn't alone in his thinking. He wasn't the lone wolf out there, and everybody else was like, "Shut up." Everybody else was, you know, a lot of people in the neighborhood were like, yeah, man, you've got a good point. He led the rally against building the Quick Trip. And guess what? The council decided yesterday to not allow the project to move forward in a vote 7-4. It is an example. And first of all, this decision, I got a lot of emails from this when we first talked about going, you don't understand, man, the city council, they're going to do what they want to do. It doesn't matter. They're dictatorial. They're going to do it their way. They got influences, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? We the people, we still have a voice. We still can affect change. So congratulations. Now, I am not talking about the merits of whether or not it should or should not be built. I don't have a dog in that fight, okay? I can understand why economically it would be a good idea to have a thriving business to bring jobs and to bring money into the economy. I got it. I also understand that there are some people out there that think, well, Quick Trip, there's too many of them. We shouldn't have any more Quick Trips, especially those that own competitors. I also understand the neighbors when they say, listen, I don't want to hear the car wash machine going off. I don't want to see the lights in the middle of the night. I don't want the noise and the light and the net. I don't want it. I got it. I understand. So there's good and bad on both sides. My point is solely this. The process of the individual making their voice heard works. Now, the thing that I am concerned about, though, is our mayor, Jim Tipple, says that the decision is disappointing and said that he does not yet know whether he will veto it. I'm confused. This isn't a bill that's being proposed. This isn't something that's been approved, and he gets to say whether it goes on or not. This is a determination that nothing is going to be done. What's there to veto? And if he decides to veto it, my big question is, why? If you remember, our esteemed mayor also got involved with the law regarding requiring bartenders to remain sober. And his, correct me if I'm wrong, but his decision to get involved was contrary to what most of the people were saying needed to be done, this law. And now the people have said, we don't want, the council has said, we do not want this being built. And now he's coming forth and saying, well, maybe we should look at it. Why? Be very interesting to find out why. Anyway. That's the first thing that I thought we would talk about. Let's go to the phones up first. Shannon, thanks very much for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know that your local Lutheran High School won their first round of regional play last night against Boulder, too, so we're pretty proud. Go
Tom,
ahead.
How come you didn't cover that in the sports, my friend?
I have it on the scoreboard, on the website, where
there
all
is.
Of the scores are posted. It's on there.
Thank you very much for calling Tom to task. I appreciate that. Anybody else that wants to call in and bust Tom's chops about anything.
Absolutely.
That is what we are. That is what we are about. Brad bailed out. Maybe he also wanted to bring us the information about the hockey scores.
That was basketball.
Hmm?
You don't care.
It's got a ball, okay?
Hockey doesn't have a ball.
Sure it does.
They have a puck.
Huh? Well, they still shoot from the 3-point line.
Don Rickles said you're a hockey puck. So
they still shoot from the 3-point line, right? Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Brad again.
Hey, Brad, what can we do for you?
See, I just wanted to let you guys know you're talking about those disabled kids when you had, you know, if you possibly had a disabled child in your life.
Oh yeah, that was earlier in the program. Talked about how parent. I was saying that I admire and have great respect for parents of special need kids. I don't think I could do it.
Okay, well, I don't have any children myself, but I'm involved with a group called the United Special Sportsmen Alliance, out by Junction City.
Yes, sir.
And we take disabled children and disabled veterans turkey hunting in the spring here.
Really?
And we've had paraplegics. We've had blind, and we've had blind people come. We've had people that are disabled from the waist down. We have shooting apparatuses. We have what we call viewfinders that you can put on a scope of a gun, and you can see what it's about a 4-inch screen, and you can see what's inside the scope.
That's amazing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm amazed at this. This is. I don't think I've heard about this before.
Yeah, we've been doing this 8 years, and last year we had, I believe it was 6 veterans from Fort Hood, Kentucky. They were from the 101st Airborne Unit came up, and we took those guys turkey hunting. Now, this turkey hunt is going to be held April 12th and 13th, and we have 25 hunters we sign up. And we have 50 mentors, so we pair up the mentors for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 50,000 acres available to hunt on. That
wow.
includes private and public land. And this is all publicly funded. It's all. We just did a fundraiser this weekend. We called it the Spring Fling. And we had bands and food and drink, and that was a good time. And then our next event we're doing is March 15th, and we're going to do a polar plunge at 10.
Well, listen, do me a favor. Send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com, and give me all the information about what's going on, and I'll definitely promote it on our Facebook page and other things. Thank you very, very much for calling in. Thank you for your dedication, and thank you so much for the services that you're providing. That's tremendous. Fantastic. Thank you. Lou, let's talk to you. What's on your mind?
It's for Tom. Hey, Tom, when are you going to start doing the Milwaukee Brewers exhibition games so at least we can feel a little bit warmer? I'll hang up and listen.
I'll tell you what, if it was up to me, I would carry the Brewer exhibition games on our sister station, but and maybe even here, but it's not up to me. So they say regular season games only. I see that Fox Sports Wisconsin is going to be carrying the Brewer exhibition schedule on TV, so you can get a look at Phoenix and the nice warm temperatures as the Brewers get ready for the season and dream a little bit.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Did you hold on for us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Joe, what can we do for you?
Say, getting back to the Quick Trip.
Yes, sir.
The City Planning Commission voted that down 4-2, and now the City Council...
7-4? Oh, okay. The planning commission.
Originally, the planning commission.
Right. Yep.
They voted it down 4-2, and now the council has voted it down 7-4.
So, what's the mayor trying to pull here? And the people are against it. I can't see how he would even consider vetoing something like that.
Well, this is the question that I had: is what are the influences that are causing him to second guess?
It's his it's his position that this is a perfect spot for the development, that it is a development that we want in the city of Wausau, that it would bring tax base, as you said earlier, that it would bring jobs, that it would you know, it would be a good use of the property. But, and that's what he and the supporters of the situation believe.
According to a lot, I went to several of the meetings, and there were a lot of people there that were against it. But when they started building along Bridge Street, they wanted to be more of an office, medical, business type, banking, insurance companies, dentists, and that, all along the Bridge Street corridor. And this is a retail outlet. That's why a lot of the business people were against it, because this is retail. This isn't a professional business building, which would go there just fine.
They will make the argument that if you there will not be an office building built there for the foreseeable future, because there's so much empty office space already in the city of Wausau that there's no need for another office building.
I just wonder if Quick Trip donating their Grand Avenue property to the city has any influence on this at all.
I don't. I have no idea. But thank you very much for calling in. Again, a prime example of the process working the way it is supposed to work. I'm glad to see it going on. Now, does it mean that the resolution is perfect? No, but the people's voice definitely being heard. The battle over? No, more coming, and we'll talk about it as it develops. 715-845-2155. Call and let us know what you think. Next, I want to let you know Egypt has solved one of the world's biggest medical dramas. What? How? Hang on. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to be a part of the program. All right. Now, first of all, before I get into this segment, because I have a feeling with my sense of humor that this may go off the rails just a wee bit, but let me say this. Human suffering, disease, ailments of all kind, not a laughing matter. AIDS, very serious. I know there's a lot of people that get that take umbrage when somebody is start making light of issues, so the segment's not meant to offend anybody, but you know me. I'm going to be me. This big announcement coming out of Egypt, with about 36 million people worldwide having died from AIDS virus, there's about another 35.3 million are currently living with the disease. According to the Egyptian army, they no longer have to live with it. No more worrying at all. Egyptian General Dr. Ibrahim Abdel Atti, chief of the medical branch of the military, says, quote, "We defeated AIDS, and rest assured, we defeated AIDS," Abdel Atti said Sunday at a press conference. Oh, there's more. And indeed, according to a translation from the Egyptian protest group We Are All Khalid Said, he goes on to say, "I conquered AIDS with the blessing of my Lord. Glory to him with a rate of 100%. The country's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and President Adli Mansour were present at the conference." Huh, no pressure there. The military leader and the president all in the room with the chief military medical officer saying, AIDS? Got it. Hep C? Not a problem. Abdel Atti said that he has pioneered a method by which he extracts the disease and breaks it down into amino acids, where he says, quote, "The virus becomes nutrition for the body instead of disease. I take AIDS from the patient." This is the individual still talking. "I take AIDS from the patient and feed the patient on AIDS." Sounds wonderful. "I give it to him as a kebab skewer to feed on." I'm not kidding you. These are his words. I take the disease and give it to him as food, and this is the top of scientific miracles. Oh, and then he says, as a consequence, and I conquered the sea. Abdel-Ati is referring to hepatitis C. You will never find a patient suffering from the hepatitis C virus after today. Hep C is also very widespread in Egypt. About 18 million Egyptians have the disease. This is the first jump, God willing, conquering AIDS worldwide, he says. This is false, obviously. This is completely, totally, utterly nonsense. The announcement comes as the military, which ousted the Muslim Brotherhood, maneuvers to strengthen its standing as Egyptian leaders. Egypt's interim prime minister announced the resignation of his cabinet, a surprise move that could be designed as, in part, to pave the way for the nation's military chief to leave his defense minister's post to run for president. So there's a lot of political maneuvering. Apparently, they show a demonstration of this machine that is supposed to do all of this. My question is, and I'm not kidding about this, they have a machine that supposedly cures AIDS. Does the patient survive the treatment? Because, I mean, I'm being brutally honest here. You're dealing with people who are less than considerate of human rights if you look at their overall track record. Oh, yeah, we got this machine right here. What does it say on the side? Kevorkian? No. Ignore that. We have this machine. We hook it up to you. It extracts all the AIDS out of your system, and it feeds you back food. Yeah. I find this to be very, very disturbing. Now, we'll see, obviously, with this announcement. Nobody's going to be taking this seriously. But with this announcement, this is political posturing at its finest, and we will pay attention to it and see if there's anything legitimate about it. Now, what I would love to have happen here, I would love to come to you tomorrow and say, you know how I was making fun of this AIDS cure that Egypt came up with? Remember how I was just joking around saying, what does it do, kill the patient? That's how you cure the AIDS? I would love to come to you tomorrow and say, my most sincere apologies to the Egyptian government and to the Egyptian people. Apparently, your machine works. Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. Congratulations. I'm not really overly concerned that that's going to be my main concern for tomorrow. All right, when we come back, I want to talk to you about an individual that's running for House of Representatives in Florida. A Democrat by the name of Alex Sink. Now, you may have heard her name before back in 2010 in the gubernatorial race. Alex Sink was running as the Democrat for governor. Rick Scott was running as the Republican. And former governor Charlie Crist, wishy-washy bag of goo that man is, he, former governor, was the Republican. Decided, well, there's too much support behind Alex Sink. I can't run as a Democrat. I won't win that way. I tell you what I'll do. I can't run against Scott as a Republican because I'm going to lose. So I'm going to run as an independent. As soon as the election was over, Charlie Crist completed his transformation from lying weasel Republican to full-on lying weasel Democrat. Anyway, I digress. The story is about Alex Sink. She is running for House of Representatives, a failed bid to run for governor. I have met Alex Sink. I have had a relatively good conversation with Alex Sink. She was the former chief of finances. She was the head of the State Department in Florida that regulated financial firms. So you would think Alex Sink knew something about financial products, financial strategies, insurance regulations, and so forth and so on. I had a conversation with her. I asked her some very simple questions about investing and insurance industry and the concerns, and it was like a deer in the headlights. She had no clue. Alex Sink is a prime example of an individual that runs for office because of the, I guess, the romance of being in power. She feels that she has something to contribute. She does not. She's a shill. She's not very bright. She is not much of an independent thinker. And now she's back running for the House of Representatives in Florida. The reason I bring this up is because she made comments about the immigration issue. Immigration will affect all of us, even here in Wisconsin, eventually. Wait till you hear what she said and the logic behind what she said. All of that will continue when we get back right here on Feedback. 715-845-2155.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSA.